welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship. He created everything, great and small, and his love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into his word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along his path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. How are we doing today? Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. How are we doing today? There it is. There it is. Just gave y'all a second to wake up. How many of us got joy in here? Come on and turn to your neighbor and just say that this means war. Whatever the enemy tried to do this week, whatever he's trying to do next week, whatever he did 4 or 5 years ago that you still stuck in your feelings, turn to your neighbor and say, this means war.
This means war.
All right, now sing this with me. I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got, and I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. And no matter the attack, I won't turn back. Why?
Cause this means war.
Come on and sing that.
This means war.
Come on and sing that.
This means war.
Yeah, this means war.
This means war.
Come on, we're gonna go back to the top. Turn to your neighbor and say, I got joy. I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. And no matter the attack, I won't turn back. Cause this means war. This means war. Come on and say that this means war.
This means war.
Come on and lift your hands and sing, I plead the blood.
I plead the blood.
Because it fights on my behalf. Come on,
I plead the blood.
Sing,
I plead the blood.
Come on and sing now, just one more time.
I plead the blood.
We're gonna go back to the top. I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well.
He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. And no matter the attack, I won't turn back. Cause this means war. This means war. This means war. This means war.
Sing, you can't have my family.
You can't have my family.
No, you can't have my increase.
You can't have my increase.
Sing, you can't have my breakthrough.
You can't have my breakthrough.
Sing, you can't have my breakthrough.
You can't have my breakthrough.
No, you can't have my family. No, you can't have my increase.
You can't have my increase.
Sing, you can't have my breakthrough.
You can't have my breakthrough.
Sing, you can't have my, you can't have my. You can't. I plead the blood. Come on. I plead the blood. Because it doesn't matter what happened last week. I plead. Because the blood fights on my behalf. I plead
the blood.
Come on. Sing, you can't have my family. Come on and sing that. Sing, you can't have my increase. No, you can't have my breakthrough. No, you can't have my breakthrough. Sing, you can't have my victory. No, you can't have my money. Come on and sing. You can't have my breakthrough. Sing, you can't have my. This means war. This means war. Come on and turn to your neighbor and say, this means war. Come on and shout it like you mean it and say, this means war. Come on, we're gonna go back to the top. Sing, I got joy.
I got joy in my soul. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. And no matter the attack, I won't turn back, cause this means war.
Come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah. I got it. Something about that Holy Ghost. Can't explain it, but I got it. One more time. I got it. I got it. I got it, I got it. Something about that Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I got it. I got it. Something about that Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I got it. I got it in my hands, got it in my feet, well I got it in my walk, got it in my talk, well I got it in my hands, got it in my feet, well I got it in my walk, got it in my talk, well I got it. Something about that Holy Ghost, can't explain it, but I got it.
We have a bunch of newbies here. What that means is this. Now listen, they only let me sing once a year. All right? So when it's, I got it in my hands, wave your hands. Come on, I gotta see them. I gotta see them all the way to the back. Brother Bob, I wanna see your hands. Come on now, there we go. Got it in my hands, I got it in my feet. Come on, shake those feet. I got it in my walk, come on. And I got it in my talk. Are you ready? We're talking about the Holy Ghost now. Yeah.
got it. I got it.
Something about that Holy Ghost.
I can't explain it, but I got it.
Got it.
That Holy Ghost,
I can't explain it.
Come on now,
I got it in my hands.
Got it in my hands.
Got it in my feet. Well, I got it in my walk.
Got it in my talk.
Well, I got it in my hands.
Got it in my feet.
Well, I got it in my walk.
Got it in my talk. Well, I got it. I got it.
Something about that Holy Ghost,
I can't explain it, but I got it.
One more time. I got it in my hands.
Got it in my feet.
Well, I got it in my walk.
Got it in my talk.
Well, I got it in my hands.
Got it in my feet.
Well, I got it in my walk.
Got it in my talk.
Well, I
got it.
I got it.
I got it.
Something about that Holy Ghost.
I can't explain it,
but I got it. Come on, tell me about that Holy Ghost.
Something about that Holy Ghost.
I can't explain it, but I
got it.
One more time.
Something about that Holy Ghost.
I can't explain it, but
I got it.
I got it in my hands. Got it in my feet. Well, I got them in my walk.
Got it in my talk.
Well, I got it in my hands.
Got it in my feet.
Well, I got it in my walk.
Got it in my talk.
Well, I
got it.
Something about that Holy Ghost.
I can't explain it, but I got it.
I got it.
Something about that Holy Ghost,
I can't explain it, but
I got it.
Come on and give it up for Pastor one time real quick. But one more time, let's give it up for Jesus. Come on, let's give a shout for Jesus. Come on, isn't God awesome? Isn't he amazing? Isn't he amazing? He fights my battles. Hallelujah. Man, he's so good. He's so amazing. Lord, thank you for being so awesome. Thank you for being our Lord. Thank you for being our Christ. Thank you for being our Emmanuel and being with us, God. Thank you for leaving your heavenly throne and coming down and dying for us so that we can have life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. You're so awesome. You're so amazing. You're so worthy in all of your ways. And if you truly believe this, come on, lift your hands and sing this with me. Sing, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, and hide me from the rain.
Sing, my God.
My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, forever he will reign.
Sing that again, my God.
My God is awesome. He can move. He keeps me in the valley. And yes, he hides me from the rain.
Sing, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I
Sing, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and sing that. He's awesome.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
You're awesome.
Sing that again.
Awesome. Sing, my God. Yes, you're awesome. Oh, thank you, God. You're awesome.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
Sing, my God.
My God is awesome. He can move.
He keeps me in the valley.
And he hides me from the rain.
Sing, my God is awesome. Lord, you're awesome.
He heals me when I'm broke.
He gives me strength when I'm weak.
And Lord, forever your kingdom reigns.
Sing, my God is awesome.
Oh,
yeah, you're awesome.
Lord, you're awesome in all of your ways.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Nobody's better, Lord.
Come on.
He's my deliverer. 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 Deliverer.
You're awesome. Come on and sing that you're awesome.
Hallelujah. He's my protector.
A protector,
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 protector.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you need a healing today, lift your hands and just sing out that he is my healer,
my healer,
my healer.
Yes, he's my healer.
He's awesome,
yeah.
My redeemer,
redeemer,
Lord, you redeemed me, you're mine.
He's awesome,
yeah, he's awesome. And what's that beautiful name? He is my Jesus,
my Jesus,
my Jesus,
my Jesus,
my Jesus, my Jesus. You're awesome. Sing, my God.
My God is awesome.
He can move the mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keeps me in the valley.
And
yes, you hide me from the rain. Sing,
my God is awesome.
Lord, you bring healing.
Strength where I've been weak.
Lord, forever your kingdom reigns.
Come on and sing, my God.
Sing, he can move the mountains.
Yes, he keeps me in the valley.
And Lord, you hide me from the rain.
Sing, my God.
He's a healer.
And Lord, you give me strength when I'm weak.
Lord, forever and ever and ever and ever.
Sing, my God is awesome.
My God is. not just the voices. Sing awesome.
He's awesome. He's awesome.
Sing that again. Awesome.
Awesome.
Sing my God.
My God is awesome.
Lord, you're awesome.
You're awesome.
Lord, we give you the highest praise today.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sing awesome.
Sing awesome.
And that's why we call you Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. Come on and sing that. Sing Waymaker.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are.
Come on and sing that out if you need him to make a way.
Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, you're my miracle worker. And you make me
Come on and sing that.
Last
time, shout it out with everything you have. Waymaker,
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Sing, that is who you are.
And that is who you are.
Remind him of who he is. Sing, that is who you are.
That is who you are.
Sing, that is who you are.
That is who you are.
Sing, that is who you are.
That is who you
us when we don't deserve it. Hallelujah. You are our Father. Lord God, you love us. Lord God, you sent your Son to die for us so that we can live again, so that we can bless your marvelous name, so that we can give you glory for all the rest of our days. Lord God, we worship you. Lord God, we worship you. Lord God, we give you praise. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Hey.
Sing, that is who you are. Hey. That is who you are. Sing, that is who you are. That is who you are.
Sing, that is who you are.
That is who you are.
Sing, that is.
Since he's been born. He got healed last Tuesday, and he was home, on his way home, crying because he can now see color. Come on, you can give God a shout! God is a miracle worker. He loves working miracles in our lives, and I don't know what you're impossibility is. But this I know, if it's impossible, with God all things are possible. Amen. If God will heal one, he'll heal us all. It's his nature and character. Shout,
my God
is a miracle worker.
Is a miracle worker.
He works miracles in me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. If you believe that, come on, give God some praise this morning. On your way back to your chair, make sure you welcome 5 or 6 folks and say, well, good morning. My God is a miracle worker. Come on now, prophesy into people's lives.
To settle on into your seats and pay attention to the announcements that are up and coming.
Guess what, guys? Easter is right around the corner, and we are so excited to announce that we're about to have the best, biggest Easter egg hunt you can think of. But with this, we need volunteers, eggs, and candy. So if you could bring your donations to the His Kids desk any Sunday between now and Easter, that would be great.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about our Next Steps class that's offered here at His Tabernacle. If you want to build an amazing foundation on the Word of God and learn how to lead people with integrity and knowledge, then you want to join Next Steps. At the Horseheads campus, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Wednesday at 9 a.m. are our Next Steps classes. At Horseheads and Ithaca campus, Thursdays at 6 o'clock is when they're taught. I want to see you there. I want to see you get equipped and built up in the Word of God.
Hey guys, I just wanted to tell you about my amazing experience as a group host. When I finally decided to be obedient and become a group host, it has taken my life to the next level. I'm so thankful for all the women that are in my group. We have become a 2- and 3-strand cord. We are upholding and uplifting and encouraging one another on a daily basis through the use of social media and texting. We are in touch all the time. We are really just picking one another up when we are down. We are encouraging one another, and we have done things in our group that are just so much fun. We've had a waffle bar. We exchanged prayer requests anonymously. We're praying for one another throughout the week, and honestly, the next level is because of obedience. It really is true what we've been taught. The increased obedience brings accelerated harvest. My life is proof of that. I know that the power that we have together as a group has stirred up a hornet's nest for the enemy. On week 3, when we were meeting together, 7 out of 9 of us were sick. So I know the devil did not want us to meet, but Lord, we overcame. We decided to do a Facebook Live. So everybody with their box of tissues and their jammies on their couch got to still get the word of God through social media. And we're not backing down. We are a power team. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord has given us opportunities to get the word in and to uphold one another. Groups has totally transformed my life and the life of others. And I'm just so thankful to have been able to be leading such an amazing group of people. If you're not in a group, I'm telling you, you are missing out. It is life transforming.
Church, is there anybody in the house that can testify to a time that God supernaturally provided for you, or a time where God supernaturally healed your body and healed your mind? Or is there a time in your life where God supernaturally restored relationships in your life? We serve a supernatural God, and it's easy to look at the things that God has done before that we've already seen manifested, but there's something called a faith praise. Can we give a faith praise to Jesus for the things he's going to do? The things that we have not seen yet, but we know that he is always faithful to complete his word. I don't know about you, but I love that we serve a God that is more faithful than his people. Thank you, Lord, for mercy and grace. He is powerful and mighty even when we are not. So we praise him and worship him. There is no other one that I would love to hang every desire of my heart up on. He is a good God. We'd love to welcome you and welcome our live stream audience this morning. We love you so much and honor you for being a part of the family of God consistently. We also would like to welcome our guests this morning. If you are a guest in the house, would you just raise your hand? We have some guest hosts that would love to bring you a gift. Keep them nice and high until they deliver those. We also, on this side of the building, directly after service, have a guest reception. We would like to invite you to that. It's an opportunity for some of the pastors and the leaders to develop relationship with you. And that's what this house is about. We are about becoming family. And that's what the kingdom of God is about. We're always about kingdom business. So if you would just come over directly after service to this side of the building, we'd love an opportunity to meet with you. We have some refreshments and just want to build that relationship. So you know we always have many, many things happening in the house of God. We are an active body of Christ, right? In-house and out of house, we are actively moving according to kingdom business. And I want to tell you about some next steps, opportunities that you have this coming week. Of course, every week you have the opportunity to participate with Next Step, Step 1. Turn to somebody next to you, say Step 1. That's rock solid faith. If you have not taken rock solid, that's right, you should shout for rock solid faith. There are a whole lot of churches teaching things that are not Bible. You need to know what the Bible says. And if you have the Word of God written up on the tablet of your heart, no enemy can bring anything against you and prosper because you are empowered by the Word of God. So next steps, Step 1 is rock solid faith. That is offered Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. with Pastor Spencer. He loves when you cheer for him. Yes. Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. with Pastor Daniel Dykes. And then Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. with myself. Yeah. And then we have step two classes that are amazing. So if you've already completed Rock Solid Faith, you need to move on to step two. Tell somebody to grow up to step two. Yeah, you want to move on to step two, but Pastor Spencer, this coming Thursday at 6 p.m., is going to be teaching a leadership class. It's step three. So if you've completed step one, you've completed step two, tell somebody to grow up to step three. That's right. God didn't call us to be just disciples our whole life, although we're always learning and growing, but he called us to step into leadership where we can build and equip and bring to unity the body of Christ. So if you are step three, you want to attend that class at 6 p.m. Thursday night. I would now like to pass this on to Tina Austin, who has some really exciting news to share with you.
Good morning, everybody. Mackenzie said I had 30 seconds. Anyways, so I have a testimony for you, and I have a proposal as well. It's hand in hand. So listen. So, a long time ago, when we first started the church, well, not quite, but a little bit after, we had his message makers. Anybody knows who that is? That's a drama ministry. And I emphasize ministry. So we used to have some people come in and teach us new skits and stuff, and that was really awesome, and it helped us grow, and it gave us new things to take out to the world and to minister and bring souls in, because that is, you know, our passion, to save souls and bring them to Christ like we know Christ. I mean, that's what we should all want. And I remember we were being taught this skit about I Can Only Imagine. That song. Love that song. And you know, let me paint you a little picture. Cody was in crutches. He was so young. Cody was in crutches coming up to the altar where two angels stood here and here as the gates of heaven with their arms open wide for them to come and know Jesus and have salvation and have healing. And when Cody got to the altar, to the gates, those crutches fell down and he was running towards God. Corinne, who was basically a baby, was being carried by Jeremy Palko in his arms, lifeless, dead, no life in her. And when he got to the gates, she sprung up and she was dancing and they were hugging and they were loving on each other because God gave her that. And so there were all these parts, you know, there were some dancing, big parts, and there was all kinds of stuff going on in this human video. And when we were being given the parts, I was like, yes, I'm going to get a big part. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, give it to me, give it to me. I want to minister. I want to go out there. I want to save souls. I want to love on people. And he kept giving out the parts. And I was like, hey, yoo-hoo, over here. And at the very end, I was like, oh, well, maybe he's saving me for another skit. And he gave me this part where I was just like, oh, that part. That was my drama pride a little, you know, in the way of myself. And I realized I had the biggest part. At the end of the skit, two of us ran screaming down this aisle, shouting, no! The gates had closed and I couldn't get in. I was done. I was right there and I wasn't going to heaven. We ministered that skit in a lot of places, churches and out in the community. And we were pretty big back then. We used to bring like a front line of prayer warriors with us, you know, because everywhere we went, we had salvations. And so we wanted people that were equipped to love on those people and give them the right information and tell them, you know, this is what we're going to do. This is what you're going to do. You're going to be, this is like a whole new level for you. What has Pastor been teaching? Divine. intervention. We are the connection, and we are taking them to a new level. So my proposition is, I thought that was like the smallest part, but I told myself, you know, hey, I'm going to do this to the best of my ability because, you know, I love God. So if all I get to do is scream, oh, well, I'm going to do it as much as I can. And let me tell you, I don't know how many people I lost track that came off the street or in the church and came to me for salvation. And I was not the prayer warrior on the line. I was just, you know, goofing off on the side afterwards. And they were coming to me asking for salvations. And that one small, small part was the biggest part I've probably ever done in ministry. And brought so many people to Christ. So my proposition is, we need people to join the drama ministry. And I know you're out there. And people have been put on my heart. So you might as well just give it up and come see me out in the foyer after service. And I'll give you some information and sign you up. Easter's coming. And I mean, seriously, how great of a ministry is this? We get to minister to people on the two most important days. Well, every day is important. But the 2 days that people are going to come to church that they never come. We have that opportunity. That's how important it is. So please come see me out in the foyer.
She's pretty strong-willed too, so you might as well just sign up. This morning I want to bring to you the tithes and offerings. You know, every promise in this book is for every single one of us. The promises of God are for us all, but we need to follow His instruction. Let me share with you, His instruction is all through the Word of God. He actually talks about money more than any other topic, but specifically on tithing in Malachi 3. But I want to share with you some testimonies of the promises of God when instruction is followed. You know, we get to walk in the supernatural with our finances. Amen? How many of you love the supernatural in your finances? So let me tell you some fun supernatural testimonies in finance from people that are tithers and sowers and faithful. The first one is Carla and Abe Vischer. They purposed in their heart what they were going to give on top of their tithe on Sunday. And by Wednesday, 10 times had already come back into their household. Now, this is super awesome because it's twofold. You know, in Malachi, when it talks about the windows of heaven, it's not just financial. It is every promises. It is His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So not only did they get 10 times, but the coolest part is Abe was able to have the desire of his heart and be home for the entire Empower Summit. So that was the miracle in it. And so the miracle came forth that he was able to be home. They called him and said they were paying him for standby time. So not only did he get the desire of his heart to be able to be at the Empower Summit, he got paid to do it 10 times what they had sowed. God is so awesome and supernatural. Don't think the blessings of God are so far off that they're not possible for you. They are for every single one of us. Another testimony, and I'm going to keep this anonymous, but it's so super exciting. We have a woman that comes to church and her husband does not, but he allows her to tithe off of their income. And so she tithes off of their income. They had a little slump time where it was starting to not look so great. And she said, wait a minute, we are tithers. I declare the blessing and the favor of God on her life. And the husband ended up getting this job and they never contacted him. They never called him. They never put him to work. And so after a while, they had communication. Yeah, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Well, they ended up dissolving that position before it even started. And as an apology, he gets a check in the mail every single week for a job he didn't even have to do. It is greater than $5,000 currently. Come on now. That's open heaven right there. That is supernatural blessing because of the obedience of God. How many of you are ready to participate with supernatural finance? Stand to your feet. We're going to make our supernatural declaration as we give our tithe and sow our seed this morning. You're not just doing a religious act. You are shifting from natural limitations to the way maker, the miracle worker, even in your finances. So let's declare Deuteronomy 28. Repeat it after me. It says, If I obey. Oh, then I am blessed going in.
I'm blessed going in.
And I am blessed going out.
I'm blessed going out.
I am blessed in my storehouse. And I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down.
They've tripped me up.
Because I'm a child of God. Lord, if you're watching via live stream, you can click on the giving button. Give right along with us.
To know the devil's already defeated, amen? The Bible says we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And you know, many times we forget that this is not a warfare against people or even situations, but we fight a spiritual warfare. You know, a lot of people don't believe in devils, and we're not devil hunters in this church, but I want you to recognize there are truly demonic spirits. And one third of the angels from heaven decided to follow Lucifer, according to the book of Revelation. And when they came down here, they have an assignment. Their assignment is to destroy your life. We know that because of John 10:10. The devil's come but to steal, kill, and destroy. But, if I shout but, come on now, shout but. But Jesus came that you might have life and life more abundant. Not just abundant life, but more abundant. That means greater. And then Amen? That's what God's plan is for your life. And so I just want to encourage you today. I don't know what you're going through, but stop looking and trying to fight the people and recognize that this is a spiritual warfare. Amen? I said amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is the year of... Oh, I just got to say this. I've been prompted twice to say this. Turn to someone and say, consistency is everything. One of the things you'll find is that over the years, being consistent allows people to trust that you're going to be there. You need to learn how to be consistent in your life. I said you need to learn how to be consistent in your life. The Bible says that Jesus, it calls himself the faithful. What does faithful mean? He's constant. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's consistent. I changeth not. Amen? God is constant and consistent, and it is powerful to recognize his plan for your life is wrapped up in consistency. Amen? So let's start the message. That wasn't the message. Here we go. This is the year of the next level. Turn to someone and say, I'm going to get my next level. I don't know about you, but I'm in hot pursuit. I'm in hot pursuit of my next level. I can't wait. I've got my goal. I've got my aim. I know where I'm going. I'm excited about this next level, and I refuse to allow anything to get in my way. Can I hear an amen or oh my? In our hot pursuit of our next level, sometimes we forget to enjoy the ride. Many times what we find in our natural man is that in our pursuit of something, we get so focused and we get so driven that we're going to accomplish that and nothing is going to get in the way. The one thing you'll find about me is driving to, let's just say, a destination is not an enjoyable experience with me. Why? Because I'm not stopping for you to go pee. It's true. I'm not stopping for you to go pee, and I'm not stopping to eat. I hope you brought snacks. Why? Because I got somewhere I'm going. Get out of my way. Now, listen, I'm not a road rager. Road rager. Road, right? Right? Yeah. Rage on the road. I'm not one of those guys. You ever met somebody who did that? You know, they flip you off. I got flipped off the other day. I didn't even know I did anything wrong. My kids called me on the phone or texted and said, you just got flipped off. I didn't even know. It's very interesting to realize that when we have a vision and we have a goal, we have a destination, and you're the type of person that says, I'm going to reach that. I'm going to my next level. Many times what we do is we get so intense with where we're going that we forget it's not about just getting there. It's the moments in between that make us, allow us to go where God is bringing us to our next level with greater success. So when we don't enjoy the ride, when we don't enjoy how we're getting there, when we don't pay attention to the moments that are building to the event, then what's going to happen is we're going to hate when we get there. You ever seen that bride, or what are they called? What's that show, Rhonda? What's that? Bridezilla? Were you a bridezilla? Oh my goodness, I've met so many bridezillas. I'm talking like Satan manifests through them. They have a goal. Their goal is that they're going to get married on this date. And man, nobody's going to get in their way. Nothing is going to detract them. They don't care who they eat. They don't care who they cut. They don't care what happens to anybody around them. But on that day, it will be perfect. I've met a lot of them, and then they hit that anticlimactical moment. Do you know what that is? It's called depression. They get done their marriage, they get done their wedding, and it's like, it's over. Now, how many of you know that you usually don't remember your wedding day really, really well because you're wrapped up in that very moment, and it goes by so quick. You blink, it's over, boom, gone. That's why I always encourage video. I like pictures, but, you know, I've watched the video more time than I've ever watched, looked at a photograph. It's a place to remember where you've come from. And many times, they've gotten to that place of having that great day and being anticlimactical because everything did go perfect. Everything was great, and now it's over. That they didn't enjoy the trip to get there. In fact, they killed everybody else's enjoyment on the trip there. And the goal is not for God, for you just to reach your next level, because we're going to reach our next level every time we aim at a next level. God's going to bring us to a new place in him. He's going to bring us to that apex, that relationship, that higher knowing of Christ, that I count all things lost for the excellency of knowing Jesus. That, remember, that is the drive. But what's happened is this, is that when we get so intense about where we're going that we forget to enjoy the moment, then we've really lost the whole paradigm of God. So what are we going to learn today? One, You've got to pursue with great intensity your next level. Number two, don't get overwhelmed. And number three, you got to enjoy the moments on the ride. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, a verse I've used in the past, but you know, I think at times revisiting is important. I believe it's very important that we go back and we remind ourselves. Now, how many of you recognize that you need to remind yourself of things often? The older you become. What's that, dear? At any age. You just need to remind yourself. You need to remind yourself that, listen now, time goes by fast. How do I know that? Because I remember, listen, as Tina's sitting up here talking, or standing up here talking about the drama team, Corinne was just a baby. I mean, when we started this church, she was, I think, 3 years old. She just got married 2 weeks ago. Who are you laughing at? You know, I look at the children that are in this church that aren't children anymore. Now they're the young adults that are actually now getting married and reproducing, repopulating the earth. It's amazing to me how quickly time goes, but it's amazing to me also how many times I've heard this. Now, I love motorcycles. I love to ride motorcycles, and I get around a lot of bikers, and this is the one thing I usually hear. I wish I had. I wish I had done that. Now I'm too old. I wish I had done that, but I never got to it. And I want you to realize that life goes by that quickly. The goals are that important. But God not only gave us goals to reach, not only levels to acquire, but he also told us that we need to learn how to rest. Say amen or oh my. Turn to someone and say, you got to learn how to rest and have fun on the trip. The Bible says in Proverbs 17, verse 22, and it's found in the Passion Bible. I like that version, just reading it. A joyful, cheerful heart brings healing both to body and soul. But the one whose heart is crushed struggles with sickness and depression. There is absolutely no question, according to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, that where there is no prophetic vision, that there is only anarchy and confusion. You're never going anywhere without prophetic vision. You see, this is where we're going to our next level. This is why we build our faith walls. This is why we are pushing you constantly here at the house of God, that it's time to grow up in Christ. This is why we're pushing you to mature in your relationship with him and to fulfill God's purpose for your breath on this planet. We're pushing you. We're pushing you. Why? Because we know that each one of us have been so diversely made. There's no one like you on this planet. He said, I fearfully and wonderfully made you. You've been made in the perfection of God. If God needed you taller, he'd have made you taller. If he needed you shorter, he'd have made you shorter. If you needed a different nationality, he would have made you a different nationality. God made you, and he made you wonderful, and he made you perfect, and he placed within you gifts that only you have. You see, God has made you for this time and season. It's awesome to recognize that you and I are so amazing to our God. But with that, we're amazing for a reason. And that is because he has destiny and purpose for us. Wouldn't it be horrible to have all of the gifts that you have and no place to go? Nothing to do. One of the worst things you can do is sit around your house. One of the worst things you could do is never do anything. God created our bodies. He created our spirits. He created our soul to move forward. Why is that? Because God created us to be productive. Remember, he created you to be fruitful and multiply. In that, it comes from the gifts that are within you. You see, that's the awesome part about how God created your life. This is why the devil works so desperately to keep you out of the house of God. Because if your gifts are used for God's kingdom, then you're going to get crowns when you get to heaven, and God's going to use you to change other people's lives. That's why the bishop stood up here last week and he says, if you're a school teacher but you're not using your gift in the house of God, shame on you. I didn't say that. Bishop said that. Didn't want to get shot. Because we all have gifts, and the gifts that God has given you is not for you to use them for the world only, but mainly to use them for the kingdom of God. Amen. I said, amen. So whatever gifts you have, he's placed them not to be expended so you can get paid and make a few bucks and build a nice home and have a few kids, but he's given you those gifts so that you can use them to change other people's lives by the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Those gifts are not your gifts. Remember, the fruit that's on our tree is the only thing that draws somebody to our tree. Where there is no fruit on our tree, no one goes to look at the bark at the orchard. Amen. Having this vision is important because that means we're determined, we're focused, we are passionate, we're constant. And I love this. We are forgetting those things which are behind and pressing on. What are we pressing towards? The vision, our next level in Christ. You see, the devil would love to get you into the four F's. And this is something I actually teach with leaders. There are four F's. And that is when you are not clear with the vision that God has in your life, when you're not clear of your next level and where you're going, then you'll always be foggy with no clarity in your life. You'll wander around with uselessness. Now, it's not that you're not doing stuff, but just because you're busy doesn't mean you're productive. Just because you're busy doesn't mean you're productive. And let's be real, he created us to be fruitful and multiply. Multiplication means you've been productive beyond yourself. So there's a need to make sure that fogginess is not part of your life, that you have a clear vision, that prophetic vision. That's why you ask God, where do you want to take me this year? What is your passion for my life this year, God? What is the direction you want me to go? You see, when you don't have that vision of the next level, then you will always remain foggy, and the next one is called frustrated. Why are you going to be frustrated? Because you want something, but you're not sure what you want. Anybody here have been hungry for something, but you weren't sure what you were hungry for? So you ate everything in the refrigerator, and you were still unsatisfied, and you gained 6 pounds. Can I hear an amen? Oh, my. You see, when you're not clear, then you're going to get frustrated, and the enemy would love to get you frustrated. Why? Because if you're frustrated, that means that your passion cannot be focused. If your passion is not focused, it's almost like what we call shotgunning. You know, you're gonna take a shotgun, and you can either have a rifle that's going to be pinpointed or take a shotgun and hope one of the BBs hits them. And I want you to realize that that's not God's plan for your life. He wants you to be very focused, but you can't be focused if you're foggy. And if you're foggy, you're going to be frustrated. And if you're frustrated, after a while, you're going to get fatigued. What do you mean fatigued? I mean, you're going to be trying so hard to get to your next level, but not know where you're going, that in your frustration, after a while, you're just going to get tired. And all of a sudden, when you're tired, then it's almost like shadow boxing. You know, you're standing there and you're battling yourself. You're swinging at your own shadow. And what's happening is this, is you're never going to go anywhere. You see, the clarity of your vision is imperative. And some of you right now, you're going into the month of April and you still don't have clarity of your next level. You haven't asked God where he wants to take you by the end of December 2019. So you can enter into 2020, a different man and a different woman. We've got to have clarity. For where there is no clarity, there'll be frustration. And when there's frustration, there'll be fatigue. And that's why many people walk away from God. Well, I tried that, didn't work for me. Well, I'm sorry, God's not a bicycle. This is not something you try. This is living. The world teaches this. They teach this in business. They teach this in successful corporations. But the church world has stepped away from it because we don't want to be like the world. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, the world has stolen our value from the Word of God, and they're using it for their good, while the church sits back and says, well, listen now, if you have no vision, you're going to be frustrated. And if you're frustrated, after a while, you're going to become fatigued. And after a while, you get fatigued, you're going to start flirting. What does that mean? That simply means this. You're going to be trying other things to try to satisfy that itch. Well, I'm going to go back to the bar. Well, I'm going to go back to that man or that woman. Well, I'm going to go back to cussing again. I'm going to go back to my old lifestyle. I'm going to go back to skipping church. I'm going to go back. And we can go back, go back, go back, go back. But remember, if you're going back, your next level is going away.
If you're going this way, you'll never reach your next plateau. We've got to make a decision. Backwards is not an option. So that means I've got to have clarity. I refuse to remain in the four F's. Can I hear an amen? Amen. The other thing is when you're pursuing and you've got a clear vision and you have some intensity, it's very easy to get tired. You're working so hard. Now listen, for many years when we started this church, I came off the road from evangelism. Now in evangelism, I still don't make what I made 21 years ago when I was an evangelist. But the Lord told me to quit your job, quit traveling, and I want you to be full-time at this church. My wife was gracious enough. She worked at Liberty Travel at that period of time. And she literally, I went out once a month to pay some bills. And then she worked full-time and gave up her greatest desire, which was to raise her children at home. And I just want to say thank you, Rhonda, for without your sacrifice, this church wouldn't be here. And what's happened is, in that, there was a need for me to understand that when I came off, I need to build this house as quickly as possible. And let me tell you, I worked, I'm not even exaggerating, I missed birthdays, I missed home. I many times worked a normal day, which is 14 to 16 hours a day. I worked many, 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 many hours. I missed much of my children's life. In fact, when I was an evangelist, I'll just make a little confession here. I always wanted to be closer to my daughter. But I realized what happened was when I was on the road as an evangelist, I was not in her life for the first 3 years of her life. I visited on 1 week a month. And now I'm trying to gain back what I lost 20 years later. Dummy. See, you can become so intense in going after the vision that you stop and you get tired. The Bible says, don't become weary in well-doing. The word weary there means tired. It actually, the word in the Greek means exhausted. Man, we've got to reach a goal. I don't know about you, baby, but I know the next level. And I'm going to get there no matter what because God is on my side. And the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. I know I'm going to get to my next level as long as I fix my eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. As long as the vision is clear, then I'm not going to get fatigued. I'm not going to get frustrated. And I'm not going to flirt. I'm going to acquire the goal. Can I hear an amen? But in that, I've got to make sure that I don't get exhausted. The word Sabbath means cease. How many ever heard the word Sabbath? Sunday Sabbath. How many? Okay. How many of you are mature enough? You listen to the words. Are mature enough to remember the blue day? I think it was called the blue light day. Some of the children are going, "What? Is this the blue light special at Kmart?" No, no. I remember the day when the stores weren't open on Sundays. All right, let's just do it this way. If you remember those days, stand up. How many of you wish we didn't remember those days? Sit down. There were days, I'm telling you, where stores were not allowed to open on Sunday. The only thing you had open was some restaurants, not all of them, some restaurants, a gas station, and a convenience store. The Little Peach, and many times not even gas. Little Peach had gas, so we did gas at Little Peach. But other than that, I mean, none of this stuff was open. Why? Because it was called the Sabbath day. The word Sabbath means cease. That's right, stores that were open, you couldn't buy alcohol. That wouldn't do good for football players, huh? So here we are, cease. Turn to someone and say, cease. Here it is. When you go back to creation, God rested on the seventh day. Correct? Adam and Eve were created on the sixth day. So God rested on the first day of Adam. You and I are supposed to live in rest. Our first day should be rest. When you don't rest, you're going to get exhausted. When you work 7 days a week, it's unhealthy. When you're pursuing the goal 7 days a week, it's unhealthy. Well, I don't know. I've worked 7 days a week. Let me tell you something. The truth is that science proves it. It is unhealthy to work so many hours that you become exhausted. An exhausted body has a harder time recovering when illness comes into their life. God knows what he's doing. Can I hear an amen or oh my? We've got to learn how to cease. Turn to someone and say, stop. In pursuing your next level, there are days you've got to cease. You know, this last week was the week of the Empower Summit. And it was oh man, if you missed that, I am so sorry for you. It was phenomenal. It wasn't just good. Pastor Jim Raley was over the top, grand slam, glory to God, dance in place, spit on your own foot if you want to, good. And then Bishop, woohoo! Man, I'm telling you, on Tuesday night and on Wednesday morning, we all just sat there. He taught 2 hours on Wednesday morning. And this is what I heard from the pastors. Why did he stop? It was so phenomenal. And you know, this week has been, wow, just intense. Because it's not just going to the services for me. I'm entertaining the guests while they're here. And so I'm spending an enormous amount of hours. But yet, I want you to know something. On Thursday morning, I stayed in bed till 7 a.m. No, you need to know. I'm up at 5:15 every morning, 7 days a week. But on Thursday, I stayed in bed. I laid there. Brain dead is healthy. Sometimes you just need to go brain dead. Amen. Because when it's all just intensity all the time, you're going to get exhausted. And being exhausted is not the plan of God. You see, we do have a vision. We do have a level. God wants to bring us there, and he will if we allow the steps to order us. But what's happened is when we become so intense, we stop enjoying, we stop resting, then we're going to be working out of our excess. Oh, an old thing I learned a long time ago. You should never give out of your need, you should only give out of your excess. And I'm not talking your money, I'm talking you. So as a pastor, my prayer time is imperative, because if I'm giving to you out of my need, then when I'm done, I'm still in need, and you might have a little bit more. I'm going from 90% down to 40%. But you see, if I'm giving out of my excess and I'm giving the 40% out of my 140%, then I'm still 100% when everything is done, and I'm no less for the goal that God has given me. You see, we've got to learn how to rest. We've got to learn how to have fun. We've got to learn how to have joy. We got to learn how to laugh. Some of you haven't laughed in a long time. I am really fun. No, really. I am really fun most of the time. What are you laughing at? But you know, honestly, sometimes in the pursuit, I stop having fun. How many of you know that if you're going to go to the next level, you're always going to have resistance? If you're a lifter, if you're a weightlifter, and you only lift the same weight for 20 years, You might be toned, but you're not strong. The goal in strength is to tear the muscle. Once you've torn the muscle, it's got to recover. To tear the muscle means you're gaining more strength and size, not just tone. So there's a need to make sure that you're tearing, which means it's uncomfortable, which means it's hard, which means it's an expansion. And man, I want you to know in that resistance isn't always fun. Amen. We call it hard times. Anybody here ever had hard times? All the rest of you just lied, y'all going to hell. How many of you have hard times before? I'm talking like, man, you just wondering where that just hit you from. How'd that even get to me? I don't understand it. I've been serving God. I don't understand. I'm doing the best I can. I don't understand. I'm obeying. I don't understand. Why is there so much resistance? You can't get stronger if there's no resistance. At the same time, if you stay in that resistance all the time, you're going to become so fatigued, your body, your muscles will not heal. The reason weightlifters don't do the same body section every single day is they give their body a day off to recover. And in the spirit, it's the same thing. There are times in our intensity in our walk with the Lord, it gets so intense and we don't take any time. We don't take the time to lay in bed till 7 a.m. We don't take the time to worship. We don't take the time to rejoice. We don't take the time to laugh. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15. Everything seems to go wrong when you feel weak and depressed. But when you choose, shout choice. Come on, shout choice. But when you choose to be cheerful, every day will bring you more and more joy and fullness. Proverbs 15, 13, a cheerful heart puts a smile on your face, but a broken heart leads to depression. The word merry there, it says a merry heart does good like a medicine. Laughter has been shown to benefit the immune system by increasing protective natural killer cells that help fight infection while lowering both the stress hormone cortisol and the inflammatory marker called interleukin 6. I always look to the doctor when I say those terms. Laughter will increase beneficial growth hormone, anti-aging hormones. Come on. I'm noticing a wrinkle in my eyelid. I need to laugh more. I watched my wife in the morning. She put on this, I don't know, cream. What's that cream do?
Probably nothing.
How many remember the first time you looked in the mirror and there it was? The wrinkle. Liposuction. Facelift. Injections, Botox therapy. They didn't have that in Moses' time, and they lived longer. See, God has a plan, and that is a merry heart does good like a medicine.
Yes,
amen. Laughter has to be part of your life.
Well, I don't laugh. Just inside.
You need deliverance. Get that laughter from the outside, the inside to the outside. You've been around somebody, they always just make you laugh. I'm talking like pee laugh. I'm talking like when you're done laughing, your tummy hurts. And that is simply because you don't do any kind of exercise on your stomach at all. You know what I'm talking about. It hurts, it hurts, it hurts. Because you haven't done a sit-up in 20 years. I know I'm not really going deep this morning. But I am. Because a merry heart does good like a medicine. God's called you to laugh. He's called you to walk the gorge. Why? Because, man, when you see what God etched out of that mountain just for you, you get to go, that's my Jesus. Do you want to know why I ride motorcycle? Not only because we can't talk while we ride. No, I'm just kidding. You know what she told me? She says, no, she, actually, she's in menopause. She sleeps on the couch, not me. Hey, watch this. She said, I'm not going to kill you quick. I've been putting arsenic in your food for the last 29 years. So if I die green, let me know. You got to learn how to laugh. You got to learn how to laugh at yourself. Amen. Some of you are very laughable. Some of you need to laugh at yourself because you acting dumb. She's one of those late laughers. You know, 20 minutes after the joke. What just happened? It's okay with God to laugh. He made you to laugh. I watched Wild Hogs with my brother-in-law yesterday just to laugh. Listen now, I watch that movie. I can't tell you how many times. I watch that movie at least 8 times a year and still laugh every time I watch it. Why? It's stupid. But it just makes me laugh, and I love to laugh. But yet in the intensity of the battle, sometimes we forget to laugh. We forget to enjoy life. We forget that a merry heart does good like a medicine. And I'm not saying that the trials we're going through are easy. I'm not saying the trial you're going through is a breeze. But what I'm saying is, man, what do you lose by laughing? Sometimes you just gotta laugh. No, I'm not talking like someone tickling you laugh. My wife hates that. But I'm talking like sometimes you just got to make yourself laugh. Well, laughter needs to be like combustible. No, sometimes you got to, ha, 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 ha. You got to start the water going over the well. Sometimes you got to prime it. Because your head is saying, ain't funny. Ain't funny at all. Sometimes you just got to pick your head up because we fight not against flesh and blood. You just got to laugh in the devil's face. Amen. You just got to take, you got to look in the mirror and laugh at yourself because you just acted really dumb. And you got to say, you know something? I got to stop taking everything so serious that, man, I can't enjoy the trip. You see, you and I all know this. Jesus is coming soon. You and I all know this. Life goes by fast. Life goes by very fast. And it'd be horrible to get to the end of your life and not laugh. You got to enjoy life, amen? I know I'm not deep this morning, but I am deep. Because in the intensity, if you get exhausted, you're going to walk away. If it's always intense, you can't live in that intensity. God chose. He made a choice to rest. Listen, God doesn't need to rest. But he told us to cease. Stop! Listen now, I'm going to qualify this. That doesn't mean on Sunday morning. I asked somebody one day, where have you been? Oh, I took a vacation from God's house. Really? I'm sorry. You missed that one. Because the Lord says, forsake not the assembling of yourself as a matter of some is, especially in the last days. See, this shouldn't be work. Coming to God's house is part of your relaxation. You know, you get to enjoy working for the King, enjoy being in his presence, enjoy worshiping together. Amen? If it's not that, you got to ask yourself, where is it wrong for me? Because something's wrong. It's not usually the church. It's usually your heart. Oh, we'll move on now quickly. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, only when you feel good, rejoice. That's not what it says. Rejoice in the Lord always. When hell is licking your toes, start to praise. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So my question is simple. I'm done. Oh. When was the last time you laughed uncontrollably? Can you even remember? Or have you been just so intense for so long? Well, I haven't laughed like that since I was 12, and I'm 74 now. Baby, again, you need deliverance. When was the last time you just smirked and smiled? When was the last time that you walked outside and, listen, that snow the other day, you guys didn't get nothing here. We got 4 or 5 inches in Aaron. I had to shovel. And I had a choice. Complain about the snow or bundle up, go outside and shovel. And you know what? It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I chose to enjoy. Enjoy your trip. Enjoy life. God gave it to you. Enjoy him. Enjoy Jesus. Enjoy your marriage. I hate my wife. You need deliverance. Enjoy. Life's way too short. Way too short not to smile. Here's an old quote. I'll end with this. Ready? An old quote. It says this. Good humor is good medicine. So dance like nobody's watching. Sing like you are a star. I did that this morning. Whistle while you work. And laugh until your eyes water and your belly shakes. That means everyone here has to gain weight. And you gasp for air. I'll read it one more time. Good humor is good medicine. That's Bible, by the way. So dance like no one's watching. Sing like you are a star. Whistle while you work. Laugh until your eyes water. Your belly shakes. And you gasp for air. It's called joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Can you bow your heads with me this morning? Today, listen now, I'm not asking you to join a church or join a religion. But I want you to recognize this, that God's got a plan for your life. I want you to recognize that you're so important to Jesus. That right now, God's got an amazing plan for you. You've been trying it your own way for so long, and it hasn't worked. Why do you keep doing it? That's the true meaning of insanity, doing the same thing all the time and expecting a different result. Listen, you need Jesus. I didn't say you need religion. I said you need Jesus. He gives you purpose and direction. But you see, you have to have the blood of Christ wash your sins away. You see, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That there is none righteous, no, not one. You can't earn your way to heaven. The only way to heaven is to accept Jesus as your Savior. The only way to heaven is to live for God. And today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I want you to know him. He is awesome. He is great. He does give purpose. He does give rest. He does have promises that are just yours as his kid. Today, if you'd like Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, I want you to slide your hand up this morning. I want to lead you to the best friend you're ever going to have. Is there anyone this morning that would like Jesus to be their Lord and Savior? I'm not going to wait long. Come on, get your hand up. 5, 4, 3. Thank you. I appreciate that. 2. Last call. Mama, your little baby just raised her hand so you can bring her up. That's all right. We love the little babies. Let the little children lead them. Last call.
Well, I don't know if I want religion. Well,
I don't have any religion to offer you. So if you want religion, you're getting the wrong invitation. I'm offering you a relationship with Jesus who will change your life. Last call. Get your hand up. And one. Let's all stand to our feet. Father, I thank you that this morning you've given us the joy. God, you've given us happiness. God, you've given us life. And Lord, today in the name of Jesus, we just come against, Lord, even the intensity. We ask that you give us a reprieve and a ceasing. Some of us just need a rest. God, bring peace and calm to the storm so that we can rest, get recouped, laugh, Lord, and just have joy. I thank you, God, that you're so faithful. I pray for those that raise their hand to give you their lives to you. God, I know you're going to change their life, Jesus. I know they'll never be the same again. And Lord, today for all those that did not, I pray, Lord, you'll convict them. Lord, you'll draw them that they may come to the front and give their heart to you and God never be the same. But for everyone in this room, I pray for the joy of the Lord to be released. God, you've given me authority in the Spirit. I release the Spirit of joy in the name of Jesus. I release the joy unspeakable and full of glory in the name of Jesus. I release it upon the body of Christ that is here, the body that's watching by live stream. Lord, I release it in Jesus' name and declare, God, that even a belly laugh will happen this afternoon. Release us, oh God, that we'll be people that they want to be like the world. Not with frowned faces and sad eyes, but with a smile and a jovial a happiness that, God, they'll be drawn to magnetically. I declare it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. I'm going to have the prayer team come to the front of the altar really quick. If you raise your hand for salvation, I'm going to ask you to meet me right up front, right here. Me and Mindy, I'd like you to come. Come right out of your hand, right out of your seat. If you need prayer, come right to the front of the altar. There's somebody here who will pray with you. Release the spirit of joy in your life. Come on now. I love you. Serve God with all of your heart. Don't come to church next week alone. Bring somebody with.
This means more.